KDOM Radio, AM 1580 and FM 103.1. It's 67 degrees here in Windham, and it's time for the Coach's Show. As it'll be a little bit of a quick one, but we'll be talking Windham track and field with Les Knutson, and also talking some Mountain Lake area Comfrey golf with Coach Oakland of the Wolverines. So we'll also be announcing the Leading Edge Credit Union Player of the Week, so stay tuned for that in between the coaches here on the Coach's Show, KDOM Radio.
Hammer's Furniture and Flooring on the Square in downtown Windham is your local retail furniture, flooring, bedding, and window treatment store, dedicated to quality, value, and service. Stop by today or visit hammerswindham.com.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of our community. At Leading Edge Credit Union, it's people over profits, better rates, personal service, and investing in you. Stop in today and see the credit union difference. Federally insured by NCUA. Leading in a better banking.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Coach Oakland of Mountain Lake Area Comfrey Golf. And Coach, we'll start here with your group that you got. We'll start on the girls' side of things. You know, you guys have some girls that are up and comers, some youngsters that have already made a splash, but others, you know, a big sophomore group that is looking to contribute this year, and you know, a senior in Peterson who is obviously doing well, and you guys have already you know, made some impact in some meets this season.
Yeah, very proud of the girls. You know, starting with Reagan, you know, really her second year out for golf, going to state her first year. And so just very impressive. She's having a good year again, and a good leader for the team. Our sophomore girls, I would agree with. Of course, you've got Nevaeh, who went to state the last 2 years and really is one of the top girl golfers in the area. And then Amaya and Danica really have come on and had some good rounds of lately, you know, which has really helped our team. Our girls actually broke their record actually last night with a 189. So that's the best we've ever had shot in Mountain Lake by a girls golf team. And then Taryn too, another girl that we have who's working on her game and just getting better.
Absolutely. You know, a girls squad that's relatively young, but are looking to make some impact here this season. And you go over to the boys' side, and they're a little bit flip-flopped. You got some young guys that are looking, you know, to make an impact on that varsity team, but, you know, a couple of seniors that have been around a while and are playing some really good golf right now.
Yeah, first, you know, Aiden Olsen, who was the conference champion last year, and first year out last year, and really, you know, had a great year, and just continuing that on, puts a lot of time, and Braden too, coming in fourth in the conference last year, putting a lot of time into golf and just doing really well. And then Max Fast is, you know, really is moving. He's really our number one right now and has been shooting in the 30s on multiple meets. And so he is taking his game to the next level. And then some of our young guys, you know, with Micah Fast, his brother, an eighth grader, having a good year so far and shooting great scores, especially considering he's in eighth grade. And again, and then it just, you know, we have Waylon Winters, who has come on and shot a great score this last meet, and Gideon, and also Grayson Rimble, who is just kind of fighting for his spot. So that's kind of rounds us up in terms of who we have. We have seven kids that are really fighting for those six spots.
Yeah, you know, over there in Mountain Lake, very excited. The community, I'm sure, very excited about the golf team. And, you know, you get a lot of help from the community as well, whether it be from the golf course or some volunteers that are helping out with the program.
Yeah, first, you know, we're just appreciative of a very nice golf course. They take great care of it and are very generous with our students, giving them memberships at a very discounted rate. So they can play golf. I mean, that's what golf you have to play. And I'm just really appreciative of all the volunteers that are beyond those that are paid, where we have Chad coming back, who's the previous coach, did a great job, and he's actually volunteering, and Stacy, Odd, and Tim, and Grant Oakland, and Diane, who's another paid player coach, but does a great job. So just really appreciative of our staff and our volunteers. Tim Bolt, I didn't give his last name, Tim Bolt. So I would say that it's just impressive. These guys, a lot of great golfer. And I mean, Stacy's, I think he's won our championship 15 times. To have him a part of it is really an honor to some degree. So.
Absolutely. A lot of voices that the youngsters can listen to and learn from. And, you know, moving forward here, hopefully Mother Nature starts to cooperate a little bit better with us. And I know, obviously, golf is, it can be tough early in the spring to get out there and, you know, and start playing. And I'm sure that's, you know, kind of one of your messages to the players is, you know, you got to get out there, you got to play. It's the only way to get better. But what are some things you're looking for from your group here the next couple of weeks as we move along in the season? And inevitably, it'll be right around the corner when we're playing some section meets.
You know, I think one of the things, again, you're right, weather. So we've played in some, you know, some cold matches and, you know, some that, you know, golf maybe was meant for a little warmer weather. So you have to adapt to that. But I would say one thing that we're just trying to progress with is just working on some of the, from our chipping to our putting to just working on, you know, again, what we do each time that we approach a shot and trying to really approach golf, one shot at a time. And, I think that's what we're working on. Obviously we want to continue to do well, score well, but just really trying to break it down into, okay, what does it take to continue to improve in my game?
Absolutely, Coach. You know, you got a very solid program over there in Mountain Lake. Very excited to see where the boys and girls end up this season. We appreciate you taking the time here on the Coach's Show. Look forward to catching up with you again here down the road.
All right. Thank you so much.
You bet. And we'll be back with more here on the Coach's Show on KDOM Radio.
Connect your world with WyndhamNet, your local fiber optic telecommunications provider. Business and residential phone service, internet service, home Wi-Fi, and cable TV. Find out more at WyndhamNet.com.
KDOM Radio, Coach Oakland making his Coach's Show debut there, talking some Mountain Lake Area Comfrey golf. They've got some really good golfers over there. Like I said, they're excited to see where they take the program this season and, of course, years down the road. 67 degrees here in Windham. We've got Coach Les Knutson to talk to coming up next. First, though, we want to announce the KDOM Leading Edge Credit Union Player of the Week, and it will be Windham baseball senior Hayden Teets with his efforts the last week for the Windham boys baseball squad. But specifically, we had the Eagles against the St. James Saints in a doubleheader, and Hayden Teets had a great night. And I believe he was the player of the game of that first game there. So Leading Edge Credit Union Player of the Week goes to Windham senior Hayden Teets.
Custom Threads in Worthington for all your custom apparel needs. We offer direct-to-garment printing, embroidery, and laser engraving. That's Custom Threads in Worthington. And online at CustomThreadsMN.com. That's CustomThreadsMN.com.
Show here on KDOM Radio. I've got Les Knutson of Windham Track and Field. And, you know, Les has been sending us results of these track meets, so thought we'd get him on and let him talk a little bit about the events and the track team this year. And, you know, Les, you know, Windham Track and Field, they've always been, known, I guess, for those long-distance runners. They've got some of those again this year, some girls and boys relay teams that are doing pretty well. And, you know, we talked right before we started here about, you know, the weather not being ideal to start the season, but some good performances here early on by Windham Track and Field.
Yeah, we kind of opened here with two home track meets. We had some others earlier, I think, actually a Mountain Lake meet and two Laverne meets that were canceled because of the bad weather, but we've got our home meets in. It was not the nicest last Thursday. It was real cold and, of course, windy out there at the open spaces of the Windham track. And Tuesday was quite a bit better. It was warmer, still pretty windy, which has kind of an adverse effect on some times. But really, for early in the season, I think the boy distance runners are really performing well. Braylon Lyons, probably in particular, has had a couple of great races. He won the 400 at the first meet with a 53.6, which is an excellent time. And then he ran a 204.6 800 on Tuesday and beat a real, some other really good runners from the other schools that were in that race. And Braylon pulled away and won pretty comfortably. So he's having a real good start. I think both Kalen Ralston and Isaac Bordwick are also running very well. They've both been at the 508 mile. And Kalen won the 2 mile at the meet yesterday, or Tuesday. Yeah, yesterday it was. And the thing is, Bryce Green's been injured a little bit. He hasn't run. He ran a really good leg, though, on the 4x8 yesterday. He ran a 207, which was the fastest of the four splits. So when he gets back to 100%, that boys 4x8 team, I think, is going to really, really do well the rest of the season. And they're all juniors. And, of course, we got Nolan Chetland, you know, waiting in the wings. He's not been out for track before. He's been running the 400, running pretty well, but we want to kind of see him in the mile and see what he can do there. He had an excellent cross-country season last fall. On the girls' side, you know, we got some sprinters this year. Hayden Sammons she had a great day yesterday. She won the 300 low hurdles, and then she also anchored a 4x1 relay team, which it was kind of a rare thing for Wyndham to have a sprint relay team do that well. Emma Clausen, Mackenzie Myron, Macy Dirksen, and Hayden Sammons won that race pretty impressively yesterday. And then the girls 4x4 team has really won well also, and Sammons runs the second leg on that. We've got Mackenzie Myron and Emma Clausen and Ava Bordwick and then Macy Carlson. They've kind of taken turns so far. Those five built four of the spots. Carlson had a good day yesterday, too, with a real strong finish and an 800-meter run. And then, of course, our weight throwers are doing tremendous. Lily Meyer has won the discus in both the first two meets. Jenna Harrington has won the shot put. And Theoria Kena and Marley Fester. So we got four good girl throwers. And then in the boys' side, we got Ray Smith, who won the discus in the first meet. He got second yesterday. And then yesterday, Jeffrey Barrios won the shot put. So we're scoring a lot of points in the shot put and discus. We got some boys sprinters and young sprinters. Freshman Gavin Hederick and eighth grader Tyson Yeesker. Both those guys are really looking good. In fact, Yeesker, as an eighth grader, ran a 57 leadoff leg on the 4x4 yesterday, and Hederick is placed in the 100 dash. He's being pushed by Elliot Serene, who hasn't had a chance to high jump yet because we didn't have the high jump in our first two meets. No high jump, no pole vault, but next week we'll go to Redwood Valley, and so Elliot will get a chance to do his favorite event, the high jump. So all in all, you know, it's been looking pretty good. We got a really good numbers, and I think Coach Craig Taylor is the head coach now, is doing a real good job of getting everything lined up and handling the sprinters and showing some improvement there. The boy distance runners, of course, is one of our strong points, as are our throwers, and Aaron Elder doing a great job coaching those kids again.
Absolutely, Lance. You know, numbers is something that, you know, can be a little bit of an issue for some schools, but, you know, it sounds like you guys got a lot of options and a lot of really good athletes out there, and that's kind of half the battle, and the other half, you know, may just be that Mother Nature cooperates, and luckily, like you said, that, you know, a couple weeks ago or last week was not so great for that Thursday meet, but yesterday, a nice day, and I'm sure very exciting for you guys to kind of get out there and see everybody kind of operate in some nice weather and an opportunity for these athletes to, you know, improve on their throws and their times. And, you know, it can be a little bit discouraging to see how you perform when it's, you know, feels like 25 degrees and being able to get out there and perform when the weather is nice.
Right. You are exactly right. We're looking forward to next week because we get two meets next week. We go to Redwood Falls on Tuesday. That's a huge meet with 12 teams, including Redwood Valley, the defending state champion. And then on Thursday, hopefully we'll get a meet in at Worthington. Last year, all the Worthington meets, with the exception of the Trojan Relays in mid-May. They had two junior high meets last year and this Worthington Invitational that were all rained out last spring. But hopefully, like I say, two meets coming next week, and we're going to be getting into a pretty busy part of the schedule coming up.
Absolutely, Coach. Well, we appreciate you taking the time, Les, talking with us and sending us results as well. That always helps us out here at KDOM Radio. Appreciate you taking the time talking some Wyndham track and field with us, and good luck these next couple of weeks, and we'll talk to you again down the road.
Okay, thanks a lot, Zach.
You bet. And that's Coach Les Knutson of Wyndham Track and Field here on KDOM Radio.
Hospice of Maury County is the number one choice for 24-hour care and home hospice care since 1987. Your loved one will receive the quality care they deserve and comforting care you expect. For more information, call Maury County Hospice at 507-836-8114. Let us walk this journey with you.
KDOM Radio, that's going to do it for the Coach's Show here on AM 1580 and FM 103.1. Once again, congratulations, Hayden Teets, the KDOM Leading Edge Credit Union Player of the Week of Wyndham Baseball. We're back in action on Friday on KDOM Radio with some Westbrook Walnut Grove Red Rock Central softball. And then on Saturday, hopefully we can get in some Mountain Lake Area Comfrey softball as well. The KDOM Radio Auction happening tomorrow. So be prepared, 3 o'clock start time on KDOM.